you, but I love you, miss you, mean it. I still see you when I'm dreaming. I just wanna feel you hold me again. And I've been counting down the minutes. I'll keep climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. With just over 50 days until Election Day, Attorney General Merrick Garland addressing staff at the Justice Department today, praising their independent work and rejecting the political rhetoric and claims he says the DOJ has been weaponized.
The public servants of the Department of Justice do not bend to politics, and that they will not break under pressure.
Presidential candidates taking their message from the debate stage to voters in swing states today. Kamala Harris is in North Carolina. Donald Trump campaigns in Arizona later today. Francine moving slowly northeast after making landfall as a hurricane near New Orleans last night. Flooding and possible tornadoes remain a threat for Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and Arkansas today. In Iraq, U.S. Embassy officials confirm an attack at the Baghdad Diplomatic Services compound. There were no reported casualties at that facility. The investigation into the attack continues. This is ABC News. A tech billionaire and a SpaceX engineer making history this morning, performing the first private spacewalk hundreds of miles above Earth.
Billionaire Jared Isaacman and engineer Sarah Gillis, the first humans on a private spaceflight to walk in space. A four-person team heading up into space, along with Isaacman and Gillis, medical officer Anna Manon, and mission pilot Scott Petit also on board. Isaacman and Gillis floating out along that extended Skywalker just beside the capsule. Manon and Petit inside to ensure everything ran according to plan.
ABC's Trevor Ault. Alan Shaw, the CEO of Norfolk Southern Railroad, has been fired over an alleged affair with an employee who's also been fired. Shaw had been under investigation for ethics violations. He led Norfolk Southern in February 2023 when one of its trains derailed, spilling toxic chemicals in East Palestine, Ohio. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from September 13th through the 16th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I got my sh** together.
I got my sh** together.
I got my sh** together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your sh** together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high of 87 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 84 with a chance of scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Take your barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. The Democratic vice presidential nominee is back in Wisconsin tomorrow. Ted Allen has more.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz holds a campaign event in Wausau on Friday. The visit is Walz's third to Wisconsin in recent weeks and is part of an effort to campaign in battleground states following Tuesday's debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump.
A man who drowned in the Wisconsin River near Spring Green has been identified. 24-year-old Luis Miguel Lopez Jimenez of Richland Center was one of three men swept away from a sandbar on September 1st. One man made it back to shore and another was rescued by a passing boat. Lopez Jimenez did not resurface. In a series of online threats to three Wisconsin school districts on Wednesday, Sheboygan North, Appleton North, as well as Elkhorn schools were placed on lockdown due to threats on social media. None of those threats were determined to be credible. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. No one was injured after a house fire east of Durand at W4088 Highway B in the town of Lima yesterday. According to Durand Fire, firefighters were called to the home at around 10 a.m. and found the home had already collapsed. No one was in the home when the fire broke out. The cause of the blaze is under investigation. Authorities in Wabasha County are investigating a threat made against a school building in Plainview. Police went to the PEM78 building yesterday after the threat was posted on a Snapchat account. Students and staff were searched before they were allowed to enter the building, while officers also looked for any suspicious items or people on the school grounds. The threat is being investigated by Plainview Police and the FBI. Meanwhile, police in Eau Claire say yesterday's threat at North High School was incredible. Officers say North was one of several high schools across the country and in Wisconsin to receive a report about a threat of violence on social media. The school district sent a note home to parents that said officers quickly realized there was no danger and the school carried on with the day. No one is saying just who's responsible for the threat or if they're even inside the United States. Bloomer police are warning residents after two vehicles were stolen overnight Tuesday. According to the Bloomer Police Facebook page, both vehicles had their keys left in the vehicle when they were stolen. The police are asking any residents with outdoor cameras to check them for any suspicious activity during the overnight hours on Tuesday, and if they have any information, to contact the Chippewa County Sheriff's Department. Wisconsin Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case against the state's election chief and decide whether she can continue to keep her job. The liberal majority court yesterday agreed to hear the case from the legislature that challenges Megan Wolf's lack of appointment to the Elections Commission. Commissioners refused to formally reappoint Wolf last year as a way to avoid a doomed confirmation vote in the state Senate. A Dane County judge says that means Wolf can continue to serve as election administrator. The legislature immediately asked the Supreme Court to take up the case, and yesterday the court agreed. The justices, however, did not set a hearing date. That means it's likely they won't decide the case until sometime next year, after both the November election and the chance for a power shift in the Wisconsin legislature. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
City of Durand poll workers will be getting a raise this year. During last night's city council meeting, the council approved a $2 per hour raise to bring poll workers in the city to the average other poll workers in Pepin County receive. A look at poll worker wages shows a low of $9 an hour in Stockholm to a high of $16 an hour in the town of Frankfurt. Durand's poll workers will now be at $12.10 an hour. The co-owner of Midwest Gratis Southridge Assisted Living in Menominee settled charges of failing to report the sexual assault of a resident. Marilyn Matula pleaded no contest to a report of an adult at risk and negligent abuse or neglect of a patient as part of a plea agreement after a female resident had told the facility's case manager in 2021 that another resident had sexually assaulted her. Matula believed the contact was consensual, but employees disputed that. State law required the living facility to report the assault to the state of Wisconsin. Skylar Edquist is a suspect in the assault and had been admitted to the facility, even though he was a registered sex offender. The charges against Matula will be dismissed in 3 years if she doesn't break any more laws and does not own or manage any company that works with vulnerable adults. SkyWest Airlines is coming back to the Chippewa Valley Airport. The federal government yesterday chose SkyWest to fly out of the airport in Eau Claire for at least the next 2 years. SkyWest used to serve the Chippewa Valley Regional Airport, but left back in 2022. They are now promising daily flights to Chicago starting in December. Anyone with tickets for Sun Country flights should check with the airline, but Sun Country is promising to continue its flights to Florida from January through April of next year. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is offering grants to help increase the number of trees in urban and community areas. The agency will offer up to $100,000 to eligible nonprofits through the grant program. No matching funds are required, and applications must be turned in by October 28th. The Minnesota DNR is holding an informational session in Rochester to discuss the grants. More information on that session is available on the agency's website. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit.com. Dr.Smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfitt Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
A small business in Wisconsin is recognized as one of the best in the nation by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Sky High Marketing in Waukesha is among 100 small businesses that the Chamber considers the best and brightest in America. More than half of those businesses generated over $1 million in revenue last year. The businesses were recognized for excellence in categories such as innovative growth, commitment to community, and customer service, among others. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high of 87 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 84 with a chance of scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Take your barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
The Brewers were roughed up by the Giants, falling 13-2 in San Francisco last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Count on Ray lasting just four innings for the third straight start. He surrendered 10 earned runs on 11 hits and fell to 12-5 on the year.
Colin's been such a warrior for us all season, for a couple years now. He's 12-4, you know, and the records don't always indicate things, but Colin's been a horse for us.
To save on pitching, Brewers manager Pat Murphy called on first baseman Jake Bowers to pitch the final frame for the crew last night. He allowed two runs on three hits in his one inning of work. The Cubs gave up five home runs and fell to the Dodgers 10-8, LA salvaging the final game of that series. Chicago's loss means the Brewers' magic number to clinch the Central Division is down to eight games. Midwest League playoffs resume tonight with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers hosting Quad Cities in Game 2 of the West Division Finals. Wisconsin won the series opener at Quad Cities 1-0 on Tuesday. The Packers are back in the practice field today. Quarterback Jordan Love, the only player on the roster that didn't take part in yesterday's workout. They'll kick off against the Colts at noon on Sunday. Malik Willis took most of the first-team reps yesterday, a small percentage going to Sean Clifford, who will back up Willis this week. Coach Matt LaFleur said it's been a good start for Willis.
Just kind of going through it, being dialed in, knowing the details of why we're trying to get things called, showing them the necessary clips to get him prepared, to get him confident. And now it's about going out there and doing. And like I said, the things he might not be more comfortable with, we might take out. But you got to go through the process and you got to kind of get a feel for it and just communicate.
Week 2 of the NFL season kicking off tonight. The Miami Dolphins set to host the Buffalo Bills. Both teams won their openers last week. The Bills have won four straight in the series against Miami. Football Badgers with another day of work in Madison today. They'll host fourth-ranked Alabama at 11 a.m. on Saturday at Camp Randall. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If history is any indication, Larson could rebound this weekend at Watkins Glen. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Watkins Glen has always been that perfect blend of beauty and the beast. A blend of fast and not so fast. And this year, the playoffs come to the Glen. A perfect blend of drama and history. Of twists and turns. Of thrills and chills. A perfect racing experience for the whole family. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Watkins Glen, September 11th through the 15th. Get your tickets now at theglen.com.
The NASCAR Cup Series heads to Watkins Glen International in New York this Sunday for the running of the Go Bowling at the Glen. Hendrick Motorsports has won the last five Cup Series races at the track, including last year with William Byron. Hendrick driver Kyle Larson is in need of a solid run after crashing out of last week's playoff opener in Atlanta, but says some changes this year may cancel out the team's past successes.
We have been good there. From what I've heard, going back, I think our tires are going to be way softer, so the fall-off's supposed to be a lot more. So I don't think that you can totally rely on results from the past.
Larson has two wins on the Watkins Glen Road Course, coming in 2021 and 2022. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
The ancestor of all fermented drinks has been around as long as we've had bees. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mead is a drink made with honey and has quite a kick as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Is an alcoholic beverage made with grapes, water, and yeast. Mead is sort of the same thing, except the fermentable sugars come from honey instead of grapes. Vicki Rowe is the owner of a website called gotmead.com. She says for the best chance of having a good product, it helps to invest a little money in your equipment. With good equipment comes control,
and control gives quality.
You want a bucket with a grommeted top. The airlock, it's a bubbler. It's a little piece of plastic that's the kind of a S laying on its side. Fill it halfway with water, and it basically seals the air from getting into the mead while it's fermenting, but allows it to bubble out carbon dioxide that it produces so the thing doesn't explode in the pail. You don't want air getting to your mead while it's bubbling because it'll cause it to oxidize, and that changes the flavor of the final product.
Fermentation takes from several weeks to several months. The next process is called racking, where the clear mead is siphoned off into another container, leaving the sediment behind. This may have to be done several times until there are no more dead yeast cells settling on the bottom. The last step is bottling. Rose says the hardest part is finding the right recipe.
If you're going brass tacks, it's three basic ingredients: honey, water, and yeast. You can use bread yeast. However, I would suggest wine yeast. You know, you're going to get, again, a cleaner product at the end, although bread yeast produces some pretty interesting meads, too. The ratio depends on where you want it to end up, how sweet you want it to be.
The flavor is also dictated by the type of honey you use. Mead made from honey from bees that pollinate orange blossoms is going to taste differently than honey from clover. Learn more about making mead at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Wisconsin has a unique program aimed at improving rural roads. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Wisconsin has a first-of-its-kind program in the nation aimed at improving rural roads and making it easier and safer to transport agricultural commodities. The state is offering resources through the Agricultural Road Improvement Program to make it more cost-efficient to repair rural roads. Jason Munagani, Executive Director of Government Relations with Wisconsin Farm Bureau, talks about the program.
The ARIP program, Agricultural Road Improvement Program, is a new road program. It's a 90-10 match, so those local governments are going to have a 10% match, but they can amortize that over whatever time frame that they want to. But it really is a pretty straightforward program. It is a program designated to improve roads that service the ag industry. If someone's got a weight restriction on a road or the road is listed as Class B, this program qualifies to submit a grant, a 90-10 match. There's $100 million available right now to help improve that road and make sure that that road doesn't provide an impediment to farmers bringing products to market, accessing fields, and going and visiting their processors.
He says it took a lot of work to put the program into place.
Creating a $150 million road program didn't happen overnight. It took a lot of work, and we're going to see an impact in those areas where projects are happening across an entire different array of commodities. So really an incredible program and truly one of the first in the nation to focus in on agricultural road improvement, a very unique opportunity that we have here. And just the partnership that we've had with our legislators was paramount to getting this accomplished.
He says collaboration between local officials and farmers is critical to the program's success. The first round of state funding will go a long way in developing better connections for Wisconsin agriculture.
They awarded 37 projects in 28 different counties in Wisconsin. They were a variety of different crops, products, livestock, dairy, of course. But really what these projects ultimately are doing is connecting farmers with processors, connecting farmers with their fields, connecting those bringing trees out of forested areas to the mills. I mean, this is really going to make a much smoother and safer transportation for agricultural and forestry products here in the state of Wisconsin.
He even says Wisconsin is now receiving inquiries about the program from other states. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. There's been a shift in leadership ahead of a season of change as the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board has elected a new officer team for 24-25 to represent the state's 17,000 soybean growers. Transitioning from Secretary Treasurer to President, Fox Lake farmer Jonathan Gibbs will take over for former President Pat Maloney of Clinton to lead the organization's efforts to invest in production research, market development, and new uses for soybeans. The election was held during the Soybean Marketing Board's September board meeting. Now, while he's stepping down from his lead role, Maloney will remain an active member of the board. Other changes in leadership include Matt Wagenson, who is shifting into Andy Benson's former role as vice president. Steve Wilkins of Random Lake was selected to serve in Gibbs' former role as treasurer secretary. Some Wisconsin farmer groups say they're concerned about proposed changes to the national system for pricing milk. USDA released a proposal in July for updating the federal milk marketing order. The orders are divided by region and represent about 75% of total U.S. milk production, set a minimum price paid to farmers based on how their milk will be used. Tyler Wenzloff, Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Director of National Affairs, says one of the USDA's proposals would correct the problem that hurt farmers' milk checks in 2020 and 2021. But he says the federal agency has also proposed increasing a premium paid by farmers to dairy processors. They're called make allowances. The math doesn't work out, Wenzloff said. For the 50 cents that the farmer gets from the change, 70 cents goes to the processor, so it ends up being a net loss. He says Wisconsin dairy farmers who primarily sell their milk under the price for cheese and butter are better off staying under the current rules than they would under USDA's proposal. The House of Representatives passed the Protecting U.S. Farmland from Foreign Adversaries Act Wednesday. Senators Chuck Grassley and Mike Braun introduced a companion bill in the Senate. The legislation would increase security of foreign bids to purchase U.S. farmland, particularly from adversaries like China, North Korea, Russia, and Iran. It would add the Secretary of Agriculture to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States and include the Secretary on future transactions involving agricultural land, biotech, product transportation, storage, and processing. It would authorize the Secretary to report agricultural land transactions involving foreign persons from China, North Korea, Russia, and Iran. Chinese ownership of American farmland has increased more than 20-fold in the past decade, Braun said. The amount of American soil in the hands of adversaries will only rise if we don't implement these restrictions and oversight, he said. 14 other senators have also signed onto the legislation. While it's not catastrophic in terms of South American export levels, rivers have reached low enough levels to hinder shipments of grain and oil seeds. The University of Illinois Farm Policy News says South America is not in its peak trading season. Record drought in the Amazon and lower than usual rainfall have sent water levels dropping rapidly and have hindered barges carrying grain for export. Even South America's Paraguay River, a key shipping lane for grains, has hit a record low near Paraguay's capital. In fact, the Paraguay River has dropped so low it's broken the previous record low level set in October of 2021. The northern section of the Paraguay waterway is so low that navigation has practically come to a standstill. Brazil has also been hit by drought that's begun to threaten the country's coffee and soybean crops. That after wildfires in Brazil scarred the sugarcane fields. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Public Lands Council announced support for the ESA Investment Act of 2024. The legislation will reform the Endangered Species Act to provide more timely conservation efforts on America's rangeland. For too long, the Endangered Species Act has been weaponized to list species under non-science-based criteria to the detriment of real conservation, said NCBA President Mark Isley. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Experience all things electric during the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls North Hall. There'll be an EV showcase, test drive of electric vehicles, an EV roundtable discussion, electric tools demonstration, kids games, and more. Food and refreshments will be available. It's the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls with Pierce Pepin Co-op Services.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Another quiet day today is expected in our ag weather forecast with plenty of sunshine. Relative humidities will be in the 40% range and we'll even have some light winds. There'll still be some haze from all of that wildfire smoke in Canada moving into the United States. Now, it does look like by the weekend, a cold front will begin to move in. It could give us a chance of some showers and storms and cool our temperatures. Mostly sunny throughout the day today. Highs 81 to 86. Relative humidities at 43 to 48%. Southeast winds at 5 to 9. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear lows 56 to 61. Relative humidities at 87 to 92%. Southwest winds at 5 to 7. Tomorrow, sunshine. Highs 80 to 85. And relative humidities at 43 to 48%, southeast winds at 5 to 10, about 9 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, becoming mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs 75 to 80. Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of showers, highs 80 to 85. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. For Tuesday, sunshine, a slight chance of rain, highs 80 to 85. Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. Lying on the bank of the river, stars are dancing, Lord, it's hot. Holding you is what I live for. I just had a crazy thought. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye.
Somewhere, somewhere. country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Can't believe that you got me in a suit and tie. I had to take a pull so I wouldn't cry. You got a line out the church door saying goodbye. Yeah, I believe them when they say you're in a better place. You had a wild side, but you had amazing grace. I know you're way off up in them clouds, but if you could still hear me right now, I hope you hit those gold streets on two wheels. I hope your mansion in the sky's got a 10-acre field with some mud and some hubs you can lock in. Make some thunder, make them wonder how you got in. Hide your beer, hide your clear from the man upstairs. Crank it loud, hold it down till I get there. And when I do, I hope you got some new stories to tell. Till then, give him some hell. I bet you're looking for a crew like we had. Bunch of noise making boys that like to live fast. Burning rubber in a parking lot. Man, I don't know if the other side's ready.
Nervous wreck, can't believe you said goodbye. Sitting smoke, crying joke about these tears in my eyes. How could you do what you've gone and done to me? I wouldn't treat a dog the way you treated me, but that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you. A million times, a million lines, and I bought them every one. You don't care, you rip and tear every dream I've counted on. I guess that I should thank my unlucky stars that I'm alive and you're the way you are. But that's
what I get. I've come to expect it from you.
So good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Yeah, I was just hanging out, some little West Coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburned auburn hair, a California dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips, some old Motown song. I couldn't say a thing, so I sang along. She was a heartache on the dance floor,
heartache on the dance.
Yeah, she moving through my mind,
moving through my mind.
I gotta know her name, and I got to see her again. She's got me wondering, yeah, I'm just wondering. Hung around this little West Coast town. I drop by every night, I stay the closing time. My little mystery, that girl's killing me. So I put on this song just to sing along. Humming this little song, if I could say a thing, I'd want you to know. You were a heartache on the dance floor,
heartache on the dance floor.
Yeah, you're moving through my mind,
moving through my mind.
Oh, I got to know your name, I gotta see you again. And if you're listening, listening, listening,
where you at, where you at, where you at.
love someone, you gotta let them go. She hollered, when I find myself, you'll be the first to know. Ooh, no news. I learned to do the laundry, feed the cat, and clean the house. I promised to be patient while she worked her problems out. When she packed her bags, her destination wasn't clear, but I sensed that her intentions were honest and sincere. Ooh, no news. She could telephone, tell a friend, tell a lie about where she's been. Send a pigeon, send a fax, write it on a post-it pad. Send a signal up in smoke, tap it out in Morris code. I prefer a bad excuse, no news. Her mama's been a little vague as to her whereabouts. Her sister says, I'm certain your romance is headed south. I don't have a single doubt that she's still in love. My level of anxiety is just a product of.
Winnikins keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Lately I've been running into our old friends. Somewhere in the small town, someone always asks where you've been. So I tell them what you told me, and they can't believe we're through. They ask me what I'm doing now, and in case you're wondering too, breathe in and breathe out. Put one foot in front of the other. Take one day at a time until you find I'm that someone you can't live without. But until then, I'll breathe in and breathe out.